The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, sports fans. I just realized this is Tuesday.
It is.
And on Tuesdays, I don't plug in my thing. I don't want to hear myself.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to plug in your thing, that's for sure.
We've got some exciting news this year. It's always a challenge. Goodness. Where do you go first? Okay, number one. Let's go number one. I was at Cornerstone Chapel in Leesburg, Virginia, a couple days ago, and I was talking. I'm going to be doing practically incessant talking about the subjects of my new book, Is Atheism Dead?
This new book?
Yes. The new book. Yes.
The new book.
The snake biting its tail, Ouroboros.
I've been reading it on the train on the way in and on the way back.
Really?
Yeah. Exciting stuff.
Don't read that junk at work. We need you.
I know.
Okay, so, but I've been talking about it a lot, and as a result of speaking at Cornerstone Chapel, they, you know, stream a lot of their stuff. I mean, they stream everything, so people watch it from home. A lot of people watch it from home who don't even live there. But I'm begging people to pre-order the book. I've done that. I will eventually stop doing that because the book will be out. But you can't pre-order the book once it launches. It launches October 19th. And I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I've been canceled from YouTube totally. Hardly anybody gets canceled from YouTube. I feel like it's a special badge of honor.
Yeah.
But we need your help because it's hard to reach people. And if you listen to this program, you think, well, it's not hard. I hear you every day. Well, beyond this program, it's very hard to reach people. So we're asking you, if possible, to pre-order it. You can pre-order it from anywhere. A lot of people go to Amazon. Now, if you want to be on the launch team, I think you have to go through Amazon. But the bottom line is go to ericmetaxas.com. You'll see all the links to the launch team, to pre-ordering. Some of the pre-order links are so cheap, $14.97. That's 45% off.
Yeah.
But I say this because the other day when I spoke at Cornerstone, the pre-orders were so impressive. I guess people watching me talk about this, that the book broke into the top 100 at Amazon.
That's amazing. It's 2 weeks away.
2 weeks from coming out, and it broke into the top 100.
Wow.
I keep saying this. I'm more excited about this book than any book I've written. That's not smoke. I'm not blowing smoke. There's stuff in here that I think is just going to astonish some people. You can, you know, look into it yourself. It's not like I say, hey, what do you think? I mean, I'm giving you the facts.
Yeah. The crazy stuff about water alone is amazing.
Have you read that yet?
I'm into the water part. Yeah. You're going to have to douse me with it because I'm on fire
actually,
about this. Yeah.
You feel like, look, this is science. They should be teaching this in schools. But
I
the
know.
Implications point so strongly to God that I think people get creeped out. They don't want to go there.
No, don't.
They don't
want to
pretend
there.
We're in a secular universe. You got to stop pretending, folks. It's time. All right, so I have to say this. I've been doing tons of media, some of it pre-recorded for when the book launches on October 19th. Yesterday, I was on with Sebastian Gorka, our
Sebastian
Salem colleague,
Gorka.
Live yesterday.
Great guy.
I pre-recorded something with Jenna Ellis, which is going to air this Thursday. Anyway, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing. Dennis Prager and I did an event not long ago. It is online. We did it in Chattanooga.
Yeah.
You saw it.
Yeah, it was fascinating. Both of you were just spot on with your comments and your humor.
We posted it at our, you know, when we sent out the email to those of you who signed up for the newsletter. If you're not signed up for the newsletter, what are you thinking?
What's wrong with you people?
Please go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for the newsletter. I'm serious. It's like there's stuff that...
Yeah, I know.
I just think when I think of all the stuff that people watch that it's not quite what they're looking for, folks, we're doing our best to get you high-quality guests and information. Yeah. The thing that I did with Dennis Prager is one of the best things I've ever done. He is an absolute hero. which I think you know. Speaking of absolute heroes, Katie Hopkins, remember her?
Oh, yeah.
The little British girl, match girl.
Yep.
Remember her? She's going to be on this program in a couple of minutes. I can't wait.
In the studio, right where I'm sitting right now.
Right where you're sitting?
That's right.
Get
she's going to come in here and she's taking over.
She got all dressed up.
She did.
And she is going to be right here in the studio.
Do they
and we
still
love
say
talking
all,
to her.
All dolled up? Do they still
all
say that?
All dolled up? All gussied up?
There you go.
That's what we say. All gussied up?
Yeah.
Okay. We've got to do some serious bits of business here. Today, at some point, I want to play an interview I did with Matt Sharp of ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Folks, I'm going to say this as bluntly as I can for time. People want to know what they can do to help things in America. Things in America, as we know, are going insane. They're practically insane. And everybody knows it. And I want to remind you that those of us who are still saying no, that things are going insane. I am convinced God's hand is on this country. But that doesn't mean we don't do anything. We pray and we act in any way that we can. One of the ways in which we can act, and I say this sincerely, this is not some, you know, goofy segue, the Alliance Defending Freedom, they for free take cases to court of religious liberty. The kinds of things that you read about all the time, you're horrified, how's this happening? They take these cases to court, and they almost always win. Their lawyers work for infinitely less than they could get working someplace else. They are sacrificing. They're doing great things. And why are they doing it? Well, they're doing it, to be blunt, for you and for me. They don't get much out of this, except they believe it's the right thing to do. Religious liberty is under attack like never before. Now, again, that sounds like that's a cliche. I've been hearing that. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a fact. If you can do anything, please, 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 we need your help. We need people to be generous. You have to go to our website, metaxastalk.com. They're defending us. So I would actually say that if the world weren't insane, our tax dollars would fund ADF. They don't. Our tax dollars fund the other side. So if you care about America, if you care about keeping the republic, this is one thing you can do. People say, what can I do? Well, in this case, it's particularly easy. You can give to ADF. I will give you a phone number, 855-547-5333. Actually, let me read what we have for today. As you know, for many government officials, religious liberty is they don't even – they act as though the Constitution – is, you know, it's an ancient document. It's the Epic of Gilgamesh. It's kind of nice, but we don't take it very seriously. Okay, Alliance Defending Freedom recently, just to show you what we're up against, they stepped in on behalf of a third grader, a girl named Lydia in Simpson County, Mississippi. Her school district mandated that students wear masks. Now imagine, this is happening all over the country. This is sick. It's unhealthy. It's bad for kids. This little girl, Lydia, third grader, complied, and she came to school wearing a face mask that said, Jesus loves me. You ready? Actually, why don't we let Lydia tell you what happened next? Let's play that.
Well, this mask I had said Jesus loves me, and in the beginning of school, nobody said anything about it. Well, later on, the computer teacher said I couldn't wear that type of mask.
How about if the mask said blank Joe Biden? Would that work? Do you understand? They're telling a little third grader, yeah you got to wear a mask. No choice. Oh, and if it says Jesus loves me, you can't wear it. Folks, if you don't step up to the plate, who's going to step up to the plate? My wife and I are stepping up to the plate. I'm telling you, this is very serious. I'm begging you. You can wear sports logos. You can wear Black Lives Matter. You can't wear Jesus Loves Me. Do you understand where we are? This is preposterous. This is one example. So we really need your help. I want to say that you can go to metaxastalk.com, and you can see the banner. If you can make a donation of $100, that would be great. It's tax deductible, and you're paying it forward. You're going to get the benefit of the money you pay forward. Trust me, in your future, that money's coming back to you. There's no way around it. If you save America by doing your part now, we all get to live another day. I think later on I'm going to play my interview with Matt Sharp of ADF. But this is so important, folks. I'm begging you, be generous. Some of you can be very generous, and I'm asking you, please be generous. You can give $100 a month. That's $1,200 a year. We need your help. Please, MetaxasTalk.com. Be right back with my friend, Kitty Hopkins. Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works. Hey there, folks. I have to ask you, do you suffer from eczema, seborrhea, psoriasis? Well, there's nothing I can do about it. I'm a radio host, all right? So I don't know what to tell you. I'm here to interview Kitty Hopkins. I'm plugging myself in, as you can see. I'm here to interview Kitty Hopkins. And the best news, really, is that she's right here in the studio. Look, there she is, Kitty.
Here I am.
It makes me very, you know this. It just makes me happy to see you. There are certain people that just instantly cheer me up. You don't really have to tell me anything. It's just you. I don't know where to begin. Now, there are many people tuning in who... They say, who's Kitty Hopkins?
Don't know her at all.
They don't know nothing about her. And so you could tell them anything. You could say, I'm an epidemiologist for horses.
I guess.
And they would let you, we could just do that. There are people tuning in right now. We could say anything we want. But in the interest of time, we're not going to do that. So we're going to tell the truth. You're a British journalist. Mm. You're the most banned woman on the planet. Kitty, is that true?
That's true.
Tell my audience.
So, yeah, let's tell your audience. I should say, with the horse reference you just made, that that's a weird recurring theme in my life. Now,
Are you a horse person?
Well, there you go. You're just doing it right there. So because I look, and don't try and back away from this because we're okay with it, because I look a bit like a horse.
Like Princess Anne?
Exactly. So people think I'm either Margaret Thatcher or Princess Anne on a big hair day. Which your brilliant makeup artist has helped with today. This is quite big hair. And I'm closer to God in Texas.
Oh, come
but
on.
People,
so
no,
keep
no,
going.
Just
Let's
let me
hear
go
this.
With
yeah,
them. Let
go
me
ahead.
Tell the
go
horse
ahead.
Story.
Yes, do.
So people think I ride because, and they don't know they're doing it, you just did it, I look a bit like a horse or Princess Anne. And last time that I was in Ocala, which I think is horse country, people were like...
Mississippi?
No.
Where's Ocala?
Florida.
Oh, yeah,
are you
Florida.
American or am I?
I'm not
just
that
let
American.
Me, check. Oh, yeah, it's you. So people think I ride. And even the shuttle driver was like, oh, so where do you ride? And I'm like, I don't ride. I just look a bit like a horse. So that's
right.
Cleared that up.
That's very self-deprecating of you. You know, saying you look like a horse is like saying, like, okay, here are 50 slugs. I got them in the garden. You have slugs, right? And saying one of them... Looks
like me.
More like Burt Lancaster than the others. Can you find that slug?
Sure.
Technically, that's probably true, but really it
okay,
becomes meaningless.
But I'm just clearing that up because you did say I look a bit like Princess Anne, and I noticed
no,
that
No, I
today,
said it because I knew where you were going with this.
I noticed that today you've dressed British just for me. Don't pretend dressed, like you
this
didn't
is
try.
This is a hacking jacket. We're going to go, we're going to get the hounds, and we're going to go out. Well, so you have, you know what it is? I mean, you're being very self-deprecating, but here's my thinking. I think that Americans who cannot help but look up to our elder brothers and sisters in England, we wish we spoke the way you do, and we really do admire so much of your culture. So I think if you have an even slightly posh accent, we assume you ride horses.
Yes.
And you do all these things, and you know what I mean?
I so do. And also, my Americans are so darling about the British accent. Like, my accent, I can get myself out of any kind of trouble
right.
or into anywhere with my accent. And I so love that.
You can just say, right, naff off.
I mean, I wouldn't say that because that would be terrible, and especially in that accent. I don't know what that was.
That was a hooligan. Punjabi? That was a hooligan's accent.
Punjabi or?
No.
No.
I could do that, but I probably better not.
No. So my name is Katie Hopkins. And for people that say, well, I have no clue who you are. And that's my favorite kind of person.
Isn't it?
Because then you're just normal. I am just normal. But I am, and I introduce myself as a straight, white, Christian, conservative, married mother of three children. And I'm proud of all of those things because those things are all the wrong things to be these days.
Yeah.
And despite never having broken a law, despite never having owed anyone any money or never having harmed anyone apart from my first husband, and I think that was fine, I am the most banned woman on the planet. I'm banned from South Africa, banned from Australia, banned from Wales. I don't have a bank account. After Trump tweeted me, they took my Twitter.
Now, wait, because I think we're confusing categories. You, I think part of what you're saying has to do with the COVID madness, right? You're not allowed to go to certain countries or something. Is that what we're talking about?
No.
No.
I'm banned from South Africa for reporting on the genocide of white farmers. I spent 3 months living on white farms in South Africa. And any of your Boer South African audience, which you'll have plenty of,
Most of my audience are Boers. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You've been a great audience. We're here.
The white farmers are down to 3%.
You went down there. Now, listen, presumably your husband and children don't go with you. What are they doing while mummy is facing racist insurgents in the southern hemisphere?
Yeah, I'm old school journalist now. So my background is initially in the military. I went through the Royal Military Academy, Sandhurst, which is like your West Point, but obviously just better. And
and they didn't make you ride horses.
They did for a bit.
Aha!
The British Army, come on,
yeah,
Army
yeah.
officers. And came out of the military to go into business and then journalism. But in the old school of journalism, when people used to leave their studios to actually report on stories where they were happening, that's my stories. That's my journalism. Yeah. That's what I do.
Right. And so how did you get your start? I had forgotten that you were on The Apprentice.
I know.
So you were back before Donald Trump was just a gleam in the eye of the American proles. I guess you, what year was that?
I don't know. I was working here in Manhattan. I was working on Madison.
Doing what?
On 40. So I went into a business consultancy, and it was the principles of Mission Command, principles of the military brought into business life. Here, I lived in the East Village on 14th, just around the corner, for 5 years.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and while I was here, I watched the American version of The Apprentice with this great giant of a man with a shock of red hair. And I thought, that's fantastic. And when I went back to the UK, I applied to be on the British version and was selected. So that's how I became a bit
There's
known.
There's a British version.
It's a terrible
And who's
version.
The Donald Trump of British?
Yeah, no.
British.
Exactly.
British.
That was a perfect question.
Well, it would have to be Boris, right?
It was
so. Just kidding.
I watched the Donald Trump version and thought, oh, fantastic, fantastic job, fantastic guy, bit brutal, loved that. Went back to the UK, and the UK version, sadly, is a little bit, well, I won't use the word I would use, is a little bit rubbish compared to the American version. Because the guy that is our Donald Trump is just a small guy called Lord Sugar. He's not as good.
Lord Sugar?
Yes.
That's what all my girlfriends used to call me. Oh, come on. Really? Lord Sugar? We're not making this up. Lord Sugar.
Lord Sugar.
Your lordship.
Right. And I thought I would like be kicked out somewhere near the middle and people would be like, oh, she was a good egg. She was a good, you know, she was fun. You know, me.
Yeah.
And normal me. And instead I got to the very end and got offered the position. And then I was like, I cannot be working for this guy because he's mediocre.
Right.
I had other stuff to be doing. So I fired the boss. And I became 12 million viewers. I fire the Lord Sugar.
Wow.
And then I become known.
Sugar, you're out.
Sugar, you're fired.
And for that reason, you're out. Okay, so Katie, most people, if they do know you, they know you as a loudmouth, brash, nasty, racist, Islamophobic horror. And and that's how we know you here, and that's why we've invited you on the program. You have a big problem. You speak the truth, and I've spoken the truth once in a while. It slips out, and people don't like that. So what have you been doing more recently? Mm. I mean, you've been in the United States here for a little bit.
Yes. So I can't speak in the UK. We were just discussing this last night. I was out at New Hyde Park, and I haven't been on a stage or on a platform in the UK for maybe 4 or 5 years.
Why?
I cannot speak in the UK. Well,
who said that?
I can't be on anything because they will destroy it. The last time I was in a venue to speak on a stage, they burnt the church down.
You're kidding.
No, they bus loads of the types you see in Portland, and they destroy the place. They'll hunt down the owner.
So you're a little bit like Ann Coulter, only unfiltered.
Yes, and I actually do journalistic work.
That's actually hilarious.
It's quite different.
Imagine Ann Coulter unfiltered. What would she be like? Who knows? No, seriously.
Imagine if Ann Coulter left a conference room or a comfy studio and actually reported the truth.
Well, that's not her job, but you do it. So indulge me. We only have a minute left or less in this segment, but I want to know, and I'm being serious. What do you think you have said, the worst of what you've said, that would make people ban you? Because I had a friend who he's very politically different than I am, but he said to somebody like, oh, and my and he had Katie Hopkins on the program, as though, you know, you can do a lot of bad things, but come on, Katie Hopkins. So when we come back, actually, I want to ask you that. Folks, don't go away. Why would you? What the people need is a way to make them smile. It ain't so hard to do if you know how. Gotta get a message, get it all through. Oh, now mama's gone, you can't be wild. Hey there, folks. When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries are not cheap, an average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small businesses. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day to day, all for just $99 a month. Month to month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi.com/Metaxas right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi.com/Metaxas, Bambee.com/Metaxas. Folks, if you suffer from eczema, seborrhea, or psoriasis, there's not much I can do. I'm not a doctor. I don't know why you're even asking me about this. I'm talking to Katie Hopkins. Katie, you're a British journalist. You're the most banned woman on the planet. I was asking you earlier, what is it? And I want you to be honest, because if I were asking this to Ann Coulter, who's a dear friend, she would never admit. It's kind of like Donald Trump would never admit, like, yes, maybe I shouldn't have said this. Mm. She doubles down. My guess is you're probably similar and that you wouldn't say, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Mm.
I think it's similar. The difference is I would say, people always say, oh, what was it that got you banned from, just pick something, Twitter. And you can't answer it because it isn't one thing, because there's never a thing. It's just that your voice becomes too powerful. Your audience becomes too big. So at the point that I had my own column on Men Online, I was on Tucker 3 or 4 times a week. I had my own radio show. You become too big to tell the truth.
This is beautiful. This is beautiful because I was wondering, I was saying to you on the break, this program, which is, I would think, pretty anodyne. This is not like we're not fire breathing, you know. And we were completely wiped off of YouTube, like just 220,000 subscribers, which is not monstrous, but for us it's extraordinary, and just completely wiped out the whole show.
Yeah.
And I think the final straw was we had Naomi Wolf on to she was talking about vaccine passports, and I thought Naomi Wolf is a feminist. She's very liberal. She was in my class at Yale, just completely
super
different
smart
in most ways. But on this and on many things, she's been a hero because of that.
Yes.
I mean, that was the final straw, but they had other reasons. But you said you think that the real calculation they're making is that you scare them. You become too powerful.
Yeah, it isn't ever. People will say, why did they take you off YouTube? And actually, I don't want to say it's an ignorant question, but it's not the right question. Because the only answer is you become too big and your voice becomes too heard of things you're simply not allowed to say. And those things don't have to be. They aren't Islamophobic or fattist or racist or sexist things. They're the simple act, like in my case with one of the first jobs I lost, it was the simple act of videoing migrants coming across from Libya to our southern Italian shores and showing that that was a ferry service that you now have at your border at McAllen.
Right.
And showing that was when the wrath of the powerful descended. So it's never one thing, in my opinion.
I think you're right. Quite right. So, in fact, it was exactly the right question, wasn't it? Thank you. Because I wanted to hear you say, I mean, I'm glad you said that, because I always try to understand these things, and they are strange, and no one talks about them. But let's face it, in America at least, this is a free country, and I always feel like I need to make this teaching point. We are free even to say wrong things. You don't have to be right. You are free in America to say stupid things, to say wrong things. Now, if you care about truth, you try to get it right. But the idea that there is someone saying, no, that's not okay, no, that's implying something I don't like, this is horrific. This is particularly horrific in the United States. You've seen this in England for quite a while.
A long time coming, yes. Yeah. So when people talk about being canceled here and they talk about, you know, maybe losing a YouTube account or maybe losing a Twitter account. You know, I cannot speak in my own country. I've been arrested for hate speech because of words I wrote in a newspaper column. You know, when the truth...
You were arrested?
Arrested for a column in a newspaper.
Can you tell me why they thought they were arresting you? What did you say in that column that would... I mean, because when you say arrested for hate speech, I mean, what... What is that?
So speech in the UK
is not free.
It's not free. Speech is identified as hate speech. If they can identify something that you have said as being hateful, which in my case was saying that we shouldn't take any more migrants, that we needed to put British people first.
Then we're going to edit that out. I can't believe she said that.
Right. And please. Then that truth becomes an arrestable offence. So I've been interviewed under caution by the Major Crime and Homicide Command. They deal with the most serious murders in the country. I was interviewed by their officers accused of hate speech.
I'm practically speechless. This is no pun intended. It's extraordinary to me. First of all, the term hate speech is meaningless. Like, what is hate speech? Like, if somebody says that's a hate crime, okay? I murdered you because. Does it matter? It is the murder that is the crime. Whether I murdered you because I hate the color of your skin, or because I was just having a bad day, or because you looked like my first wife. I mean, why? When did this happen in England that this hate speech, this hate thing came into things legally? Because here it's very recent.
Yeah, it was about 4 years ago for us. And so those laws have been creeping and creeping more and more towards the silencing of everything. And as you will appreciate, it isn't just that they arrest me and film me being interviewed under caution and maybe I'll be charged and maybe I'll go to prison. It's a warning for others. Don't speak. Don't say. Don't think it. Because we'll do to you what we did to her. So really, I'm just used as a schooling lesson for other people, in the same way that they just created a new law in the UK that if you perceive I seriously harmed you with my speech, you can sue me tomorrow. That's
Man,
how I lost
my family. I wish I were
in
England.
Yes.
Because when you said you didn't want to call my question ignorant, I knew you were doing that. And if this were a real country, you would be in jail. I can't believe it. We have to joke about these things because they're so absurd, and because I think we have to show people that we're not intimidated by this silliness. This is absurd. It's so stupid. But, I mean, England has been creeping in this direction for a long time. I'm friends with Baroness Caroline Cox, who talked about, I mean, Lady Thatcher made her a baroness because of her bravery in the early 70s, standing up to the Marxists of the day. We're out of time. Folks, we're going to be right back. We're going to keep Katie for the whole 2 hours. Don't you go anywhere. And if you have any money, give it to ADF or else. Thank you. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Joe Biden and the Democrats have laid out the most socialist agenda our country has ever seen. Instead of following President Trump's blueprint that had the economy booming, the Dems are going to raise taxes, increase regulations, and skyrocket an already outrageous national debt. If your retirement is in traditional investments, it is in jeopardy. Americans should be diversifying their investments with gold and precious metals. Gold gives you control over your wealth and protects you from market volatility, inflation, and a weakening dollar. When investing in gold, I turn to Legacy Precious Metals. Legacy Precious Metals has over 40 years of experience in helping Americans protect their finances, and this team is prepared to patiently consider your own personal financial needs. If you're looking to invest in gold, call the good folks at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-473-6204 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Don't leave your retirement to chance, friends. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today. That's 866-473-6204. Hey there, folks. If you listen to this program, you know that I care about religious liberty and that I've been begging you to make a donation to the Alliance Defending Freedom. Why? Well, I've told you why over and over. I think they are as good as it gets. There are so many people being challenged in the area of religious liberty, and it's going to be all of us eventually. They're fighting this battle for us. Let me be blunt. It's for us. So we might as well help them out because they're doing it for us. I thought maybe I can convince you if I have one of their senior counsels on to talk about what they're working on. You're Matt Sharp. I know you anyway. What case can we talk about that you guys are working on? Because I want my audience to understand what it is that you do on a daily basis, fighting for everybody in America. We just don't know. We go about our lives. If you weren't doing this, we'd be in a different America, to be honest. So what are you guys working on right now?
Well, one of the high-profile cases we're actually asking the U.S. Supreme Court to take is the one of Lori Smith and 303 Creative. So she is a artist, a web designer that does incredible work and is concerned. She's in the state of Colorado, concerned that she's going to be forced by the state to design sort of custom wedding sites for same-sex marriages that violate her beliefs. And according to a federal court of appeals, yes, the government can force her to create messages, to create websites, to speak in support of same-sex marriages in violation of her deeply held religious beliefs.
I mean, I just want to say to my fellow Americans that when you're on the right side, you're on the right side. But it really doesn't matter if people can just push you around. So you have to go, in some cases, to court. And what do you do? Where do you go? The Alliance Defending Freedom is there. It's unconscionable that in America, somebody can say to you, I want you to bake a cake that says, I don't know, think of your favorite offensive statement du jour. I hate women. I hate blacks. I hate Jews, whatever. Bake my cake. I'm paying you money. Bake the cake. Why should an American have to do that? Why should an American have to create a website for somebody who's promoting something they disagree with? In America, you don't have to do that. The Constitution says, no, we have religious liberty, freedom of expression. And yet it is happening. And so if it weren't for Alliance Defending Freedom, and you, Matt Sharp, you understand this because you are there. If it weren't for you guys taking these cases and figuring out how do we bring them to the Supreme Court, how do we get our laws to reflect what the Constitution says? That we've got to – it's the work of the law, and it takes place in the courts. Matt, you can you talk about what Governor Abbott in Texas has been doing with regard to trying to get And again, this is just pure common sense, but we are having to fight in the courts for common sense, that men should not be able to compete with women in high school. Talk about that case.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people are familiar with what's going on with men being allowed to compete in women's sports. A lot of it started in Connecticut with our clients, Selena Soule and others, that were losing out on opportunities because of a policy that allowed two guys to compete. And in response, several states have passed laws that protect female sports, that protect fairness. And now one is being considered in Texas. And what we're hoping is that this law will protect every girl, not just high school girls, but also college girls, so that a girl that graduates from high school to college doesn't find herself being forced to compete against a guy. And as you said, this is not only just common sense, but science is backing this up. In fact, there was actually a report that came out from a UK, United Kingdom group today, affirming what we all know, which is that men have advantages over women. And those advantages don't go away just because you're on puberty blockers or cross-sex hormones. And that's what Texas and other states need to do, is to protect fairness in women's sports.
I mean, the biceps that I have, you know, there's nothing going to make them go away. This is just who I am, okay? It is true, though. I mean, I always have to joke because it's so crazy to me that you could have these high school male athletes suddenly deciding, I think, whether flippantly or honestly, we don't know, to compete against girls. And the reality is they're destroying these girls' chances of getting scholarships and so on and so forth. This is not right, folks. It's simply not right. But if you do not have the Alliance Defending Freedom fighting for you, we know that school administrators, folks in government, are by and large utterly gutless cowards who also clearly don't care about you and your kids. Otherwise, they would fight. So you have to go to the Alliance Defending Freedom, who do fight, but they need our help. So I want to say, folks, please go to my website, metaxastalk.com. You see the banner. We desperately do need your help. Matt, how long have you been with ADF, and what is it that makes you want to do this kind of thing?
I've been doing this for over 11 years now, and it honestly started with my dad. My dad is now retired but was a pastor, and I remember concerns of one day, is the government going to come knocking on the church door because of something he preached, of holding true to gospel truth? And that's what led me into this, to make sure that whether it's my dad or others, business owners, high school athletes, whatever they may be, that they're never forced by the government to do something or say something that violates their religious convictions.
Well, I throw this out there all the time when we're trying to raise money for something I believe in. I say to folks, if you'll make a donation of $10,000 to the Alliance Defending Freedom, which is as good a cause as it gets in this hour, folks, if you want to know what can I do, you can help the Alliance Defending Freedom. But if you'll make a donation of $10,000, it will be my honor to join you and your family or friends for dinner anywhere we can get together. I just put that out there because it's fun for me to meet people who care about what I care about, who care about the country and religious liberty. And I want to encourage anybody out there, whatever you can give. We're in a battle right now, folks, and you're going to be sorry if you don't pitch in wherever you can. This is just one place. But if you don't pitch in now and all of these things go away and you're living in a different country, this is not scaremongering. This is real. I wish it weren't real, but it's very, very real. People's lives are already being affected. The difference between this country and other countries is we understand the law is on our side. All we have to do really is fight. That's what ADF does. So I'm going to ask you again, please go to the Alliance Defending Freedom. I've got a phone number if you prefer to call. You can always call. And the number, well, the website, of course, is metaxastalk.com, but the number is 855-547-5333, 855-547-5333, 855-547-5333, or again, go to metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner. We need your help. And Matt Sharp, thank you so much for the work you do and for being on the program.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Spirits are using me. Lord, your voice is calling.
I'm not going to bring up eczema, seborrhea, or psoriasis. I've made it clear I'm not a medical doctor. I can't help you. Please, enough. Katie Hopkins, we're talking about crazy things. It's so much fun to have you here because when we're talking about the most serious things, I have to joke because otherwise we would go crazy.
Right.
Right.
And that's part of, so I've been on the road now here in America for 70, 80 days. I've been, what is it you say? You say, I've been ridden hard and put to bed wet. Rode hard and put
we
to
can't,
bed wet.
This is a family program. We can't say that.
The thing where you put your face looks like you've been, you know.
I know.
You've had enough sleep. That.
No, but you.
I've been on the road a long time, and exactly your point is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to give our side a reason to gather. I'm trying to give our side a reason to laugh. Laugh at stuff, laugh with me, laugh at me, because as much as there is darkness all around, we have to find the fun. And the reason I have such kind of joie de vie being on the road here endlessly is that finally I can speak. You know, I finally can be on a stage and entertain 200 people, 2,000 ladies at an audience. You know, I can fill a room with laughter. And it's a joy for me because I can't do it in my own country anymore.
It really is extraordinary. It's funny, you know, those of us in the United States who are dimly aware of what goes on in England or in the UK, I think many of us actually wonder, I have wondered, how is it possible that the Queen, who is a Christian, a woman of common sense, how can she preside as she does? I know to some extent it's the titular, let's edit that out. It's the kind of a role that she doesn't have the power that a prime minister does. But at the same time, I would think that she has a bully pulpit. It's her job to help England be England. And she has not seemed to weigh in on this. Can you help those of us who admire her to understand what in the world may be occurring?
Yeah, and it's something Americans ask me a lot is when they see the UK in this state, you know, there's people like me who are arrested for speech or lose your home or lose your jobs, lose everything. And it's, where's the Queen? Katie, where's the Queen? And she doesn't speak on this. She did speak out on the vaccine, trying to push the vaccine, saying it was people's duty to have the vaccine. That was a really weird thing because she doesn't get involved.
And it's our duty to say, shut up.
Yes.
Seriously, though, you can understand that. In other words, I can understand how she doesn't go down the rabbit hole of understanding why it's a bad idea to get the vaccine. But on all the other madness.
Nothing. Quiet, silent. She's doing the royal silent thing, which is unfortunate because we really only have one generation of royals left, courtesy of your export from the trailer park and Meghan Markle, who almost single-handedly has brought down the royal family, and I hold you accountable for that,
I think,
Eric.
Of her as the Yoko Ono of our time.
She's the worst.
It's so stupid. Look, right. How can people find you? Because we're going to keep you for the next hour. The conversation will be increasingly substantive, I promise you, because we've got a lot to cover here. But how can people find you, Katie Hopkins?
So I'm currently still on Instagram.
So you can post pictures of flowers and things.
Well, I do a lot more than that, I can promise you, on there.
Okay.
But people underscore everything. Underscore Katie, underscore Hopkins, underscore.
Or okay, so three underscores?
Loads of underscores. So just underscore everything.
Underscore Katie, underscore Hopkins.
Underscore.
Underscore.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I know.
You're
beautiful.
Set off by underscores. We're gonna go into hour two, and we're gonna keep you for the whole hour. There's so much I wanna talk to you about. I just wanna remind my audience folks before we continue, we're doing a fundraiser with the Alliance Defending Freedom. I promise you, however much money you give to them, you may as well be paying it to yourself. They're working for you. This is no hyperbole. They are the last line defending religious liberty. If they weren't doing this, our futures would be the more bleak. I'm just putting it that way because Katie Hopkins is sitting here. All the more bleak, I tell you. So please go to MetaxasTalk.com. We really do need your help. We'll be back with Katie Hopkins.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn.
deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.